Now we bring you football talk here. The Beaver football team was down at Garden City on Friday night, taking on the Holcomb Longhorns and picked up a huge district win, 28-14, and now it's senior night. I've come to senior night already in the season. Friday night at home against the Goodland Cowboys. Got a couple of seniors joining us here, and they both connected on a touchdown play last Friday night, starting off with quarterback Dylan Metzger. And how you doing this evening?
Good, Adam.
All right. Well, it's been a fun season, 5-1, and you've really made a lot of progress. What's been really the key to your improvement here this year?
I think just getting more confidence, you know, as the game goes on, you know, having a short memory when stuff doesn't go the way I want to, just move on and regroup. And I think we're just a lot better this year.
I got to go back to the couple weeks ago with the Hugoton game. The overtime play you had there to win the game. You know, you go right, and then you see that wide open. Could you believe how much room there was on that left side?
Yeah, what's funny is when that wide receiver ran in the play, coach said, don't be afraid to run it. And, you know, I faked to Brady down the middle and then looked at Lawson, and the outside linebacker was on him, and looked at the backside, and there was no one out there, and it was just, you know, I could have jogged in there.
Well, I mean, the moment you were crossing there, you had to be thinking a little bit, don't trip.
Yeah,
right?
I thought I was going to cramp or something.
Yeah, but last week, another big game for you. You were pretty accurate. I don't mean this bad way, but hard to believe only one incompletion. That's pretty good there, and you got a big touchdown pass as well. What seemed to work for you last week?
They were just giving us good reads, you know. Our line did a good job of blocking. I felt like, I don't know if I got sacked once, but our line, you know, did a great job giving us time in the backfield and getting those reads, and our wide receivers got open, and it worked out for us.
And then you found a Lawson wide open there, too.
Yeah,
in the quarter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, senior night, Friday night. Is it weird that you're a senior and it's a senior night for you now?
Oh, man, I thought this day would never come, but, you know, it's gone by so fast.
Yeah, what would you like to see accomplish here as you go through the rest of the season?
I think we need to win out in districts and, you know, and get some momentum going into the playoffs and really hit it hard, and I think we can be pretty successful.
All right, hopefully things work out well. Once again, Dylan, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Dylan Metzger joining us here, and another senior Lawson Bailey putting the headset on here. And how are you doing this evening?
You know, I'm doing pretty well.
Thank you. Good to see you here. And two touchdown catches last two games. All of a sudden, you're turning into the big receiver, huh? Scoring receiver.
Yeah, between me and Jackson, a lot of times we're lined up on the same side. Mm-hmm. So if one of us is covered, Dylan just throws it to the other, and we've been quite the team.
When you saw that, you were wide open at the end of the third quarter last Friday night. You saw that ball coming your way. What were you thinking?
You know, there's a lot going through my head. It was kind of hung up there for a little bit. I thought I was going to get drilled by their safety, but just took a step up. He whiffed, walked into the end zone.
Well, that was quite a play there, and that broke the tie at the time there. But, you know, that was a big win, and you guys have been battle-tested all season long with some pretty good teams here in these last few weeks especially. How much does that prepare you here for what you could see starting Friday night and even continuing down the road?
You know, it's prepared us very well. You know, unlike other teams, we've played good competition every single week except our first scrimmage we had against Cimarron. But a lot of those teams like Hugoton and Holcomb, they didn't see that competition. So when they played us, they lost their undefeated record, and it's just prepared us a lot better than anybody else going into the postseason.
What does senior night mean for you on Friday?
Senior night means a lot to me, especially during this football season. It's the last, you know, time I'll be recognized really on the football field, so it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, and you know, you've had a good season both on offense and then now defensively as well. Moving to that defensive end spot, how do you feel like you've adjusted throughout the season?
I feel like I've adjusted very well. First week of practice, I was like, this probably is not going to work. But I kept working on it, and every week it got better and better, and I feel like I can hold my own for the most part now.
All right. Well, it's been a fun season, and I know you're looking to continue the ride here for quite a bit longer here. Once again, Senior Lawson Bailey joining us here. Thank you again, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. All right, thank you. Once again, senior Lawson Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here, our coach's show. And now we bring on Coach Jim Turner. And, Coach, thanks for joining me here, and how things going?
Pretty good.
Good. And, well, there you go, 5-1 on the year, a big win over a pretty good Holcomb team last Friday night, 2014. Seems like last few weeks we've been saying a pretty good team you guys face, and you guys have faced a really good schedule, but your team, very seasoned, and they've done a good job of taking care of business, and another one that they did on the road on Friday night.
Yeah, like the guy said, I think our schedule's been pretty tough. You know, we've come out, except for one game, with a lot of intensity, excitement, and just flying around. The Huguenin, we're a little flat, but we bounced back after that. you know, so that's a big deal, a big part of it. The guy's pretty excited about being out there, you know, and that's a huge difference. You ought to want to play football. You know, we just kind of flipped the switch this year, and we're a little bit different attitude.
And this has been a fun team to watch here throughout the year here. And, you know, really you guys did a pretty good job moving the ball against a pretty good defensive team from Holcomb last week.
Yeah, you know, I kind of felt like in the first half we just stabbed ourselves in the foot. You know, we turned the ball over. We had a few fumbles, only lost one of them. But, you know, so we lose the ball at midfield, and then we turn around. We have a drive down there where I thought it was – pretty poor spot, you know. Everybody's making fun of officials nowadays in the NFL and everything else. So, but I thought it was a bad spot because Brady's shoes come flying off. But he is on top of their defenders, and they kept him down with no gain. And all he needed was a yard for the first down and three for a touchdown. But, you know, we didn't block it very well, but we had the push to get the first down. But then we stall out there so we don't score there. You know, so I felt like we left, you know, 14 points hanging out there in the first half. So, you know, I told the guys at halftime I thought it should have been 14-0 or 21-0.
Well, and you guys bounced back pretty well in that second half. You guys are able to match their score. And, you know, the turning moment, I think, was the final play of that third quarter.
Yeah, and, you know, the guys played their tails off all year. I mean, that's not a – I've never had to go in and try to motivate somebody to play hard, you know. Yeah. You know, maybe a couple of days of practice. But, you know, that's – practice can get kind of old sometimes, I imagine. But, you know, that's never been an issue, not once, you know. And that's a good thing to have where – you know, we just try to correct some of the errors we're making and just keep coming out and playing hard. So, you know, I felt pretty good at halftime, you know, where we're at. I felt like we should have had more, but, you know, wasn't feeling real bad about things. You know, when we come out in the second half, it kind of took a ride at him.
You get the victory there, and it was unique in a way where it's kind of really the second straight game where you were without a couple of your key seniors. Yes, JP got in for a few reps there, defense, and I think a little bit of offense as well, and Jace did as well. And it's good to see that, you know, the kids that were filling in those shoes, spots for some pretty good players there, really step up from game one to game two, that they had those big roles.
Yeah, we've had a lot of kids step up here in the last couple of weeks, and we did get JP back. He started out on defense, but, you know, even came off after their scoring drive in the second half. Said, I just can't read. I can't, because he had got no reps at practice. So, you know, it's really hard to tell what's going on when you haven't been back there getting any reps. So we put Houston back in, and he played really well. he played well in the first half too. But so we slid JP in at some guard, back at guard, because Emilio kind of bruised his knee up a little bit. So went back with him at guard, and Jace came in and played some defense. I think he played one play on offense, but mostly all defense. Looked like he's moving pretty well. So that gave us some freedom to move some people around a little bit. So.
Man, it's been a quick season. We're already to senior night on Friday night here with Goodland.
Yeah, you know, the good thing is it's not our last game. Yeah. It might be senior night and last home game on the schedule for these guys, but if we can take care of business, we'll get another home game, maybe another one after that if we can continue winning. So, you know, it won't be our last home game, hopefully, but big deal for the seniors and, you know, 4 years, long time. It's been some good stuff with them. So.
Yes, a special group here. And I got to ask you about the team shirt this year that you have on, Coach, here. I love the mullet.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of old school. I just gave in. You know, I just give in to the mullet, I guess. I don't know. Some of them cut their hair, but when we were making the shirts, there were like 8 or 9 of them had a mullet. And they're nothing like a beaver with a mullet on.
Right. Absolutely. And, I mean, you could name whose mullet it was, really, that you took, but, I mean, because there were so many of them that had them.
Well, I took a picture of the 6 or 8 guys in the weight room, just sent it to the lady in garden, said, put a mullet on a beaver. And she says, you got to be kidding me. She did a good job. It was pretty sporty looking.
Absolutely. Well done. Coach Jim Turner joining us here as we talk football here in T-shirt fashion. Coach, thank you for the time here, and we'll talk to you here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right.